Members of the thoroughbred racing industry testified in Albany this week, urging lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo to reprivatize the New York Racing Association. After months of delays, the governor has put reprivatization in his 2018 budget plan. The Senate Racing Committee heard testimony Tuesday from well-known figures in New York thoroughbred racing and Saratoga Springs. Senator John Bonasek opened the meeting, saying he was concerned for the breeders and horsemen in the state. Bonasek said he was disappointed by a proposal last year by Governor Cuomo to reduce NYRA funding by $13 million. Bonasek said the cut would have affected job retention in an industry that supports 33,000 jobs in New York.
When he's investing these kinds of monies in the film tax credit, he's investing these kind of monies in startup, and he wants to cut the horsemen and breeders $13 million, where in the past 2 years they've been doing quite well, NYRA showing a profit. I'm concerned about it.
NYRA, which oversees racing operations at Saratoga, Belmont, and Aqueduct, has been under state control for the past several years. The takeover came amid declining revenues, attendance, and a former board rocked with scandal. While under state control, NYRA has turned itself around, with 2 years of operating in the black and new investments in the tracks and betting operations. But the calls to bring the board back to a private nonprofit continued as the transition was delayed for 2 years by Governor Cuomo. A bill to reprivatize the agency passed both houses of the state legislature last year, but lawmakers could not come to an agreement with the governor before the end of the legislative session. Senator Kathy Marchione, whose district includes Saratoga Racecourse, said the uncertainty is hurting the industries built around racing.
This perpetual state of limbo for NYRA isn't serving any practical purpose. In fact, it's doing real harm. The continued delay comes at a price, and the cost to our racing industry and economy could exceed tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Testimony in support of reprivatization Tuesday came from two ex officio members of the NYRA Reorganization Board, Jeffrey Canizzo, Executive Director of New York Thoroughbred Breeders, Inc., and Rick Violet, Jr., President of the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Prior to the state takeover, both were voting members of the NYRA board, said Canizzo.
There's no reason that your stakeholders with the biggest stake and investment in this industry shouldn't have full voting rights on that board. It's something that we've been actively pursuing. It's something that the Senate introduced last year as well. We hope that that continues to happen here going forward.
Canizzo said nationally, horse racing is contracting, but the industry is being drawn to New York. He said with certainty over the future of New York racing in place, investment would jump and more farmland would be purchased. Testimony in support of reprivatization was also heard from Todd Shimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, and Cynthia Hollowood, who manages the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs and is a member of the Saratoga Racecourse Community Advisory Board. Just hours after Tuesday's Senate hearing, Governor Cuomo briefed the media on his 2018 budget, which includes a plan for NYRA. The budget briefing says reprivatization would be, quote, a culmination of the governor's multi-year effort to ensure horse racing in New York is competently managed, accountable, and transparent, unquote. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul addressed the issue when speaking to reporters in Glens Falls the next morning.
So we're expecting that it'll be passed hopefully by the April 1st deadline. And we're excited about it. There was sign-off by all the major parties, particularly here up in Saratoga as well. So we think it's going to be a good transition.
Hochul also said she did not expect any changes to the VLT revenue formula for NYRA. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.